Hello everyone, welcome to a new episode of Hey Sanguine. Today let's talk about the first thing that's included in every business plan, a vision. Not just business, it is essential to have a vision for personal development too. When our resources gets directional in nature, it enables us to achieve our objectives faster. Isn't it? Let's say you got a jigsaw puzzle to solve. You have no idea about it. While looking at it, you see there are corner pieces and side pieces in it. You try to arrange them and finally you make a frame with the border pieces. So though you have no clue about those center pieces, it's fine. You've got to a point where you have made a frame out of the border pieces. Now you have got a basic idea about the whole picture, isn't it? That's vision, guys. It might still take time, it might still be challenging, yet you'll finish the puzzle. Similarly, you don't need a vision to start something. You need a passion first. But once you figure out the frame, in case whatever the passion you have started, you need a vision to keep going. Vision gives us the clarity in setting our goals and the choices we make. Vision aligns our energy and resources, which creates bigger impact on our work. A business environment requires a strategic plan to overcome competitors and uncertainty. So the vision needs to be more aggressive and purposeful in nature. But vision shouldn't end here. Rather, it should be a part of all aspects of your life. A family is a rooted, supportive, and a nurturing environment. In order to maintain its sanity, we need to have a humble and a responsible vision. Channeling all our energy into our profession is not a great idea, as it creates an imbalance and void in other aspects of life. So we need to be more balanced, right? We can't just get centered only to professionalism. So, a vision in career, a vision for family, a vision for health, and what not. So basically, list down your priorities, list down your aspirations, list down your responsibilities. After all thinking, decide and settle on top three aspects of your life and with their vision. To come up with a specific vision, interrogate yourself with WH questions like what, why, where, when, how, with an idea of execution. As we all know, life is not a race to overboard and it's a journey to cherish. While I say resources, I mean everything: energy, time, money, love, patience, people. Our resources are limited, but our checklist is never ending. So having a vision really helps us to regulate our resources in a very balanced way. I wish good luck in all your endeavors. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for listening. This is Karthika Madhyalagan signing off. Let's catch up in another episode.